This is Idaho Sports Talk with Prater in the Ballgame on Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM. The Ticket. That's crazy.
Okay, it's something to do with September, because every time you yahoos play this song, I know you do it A, to bug me, and B, because you wastoids actually like this.
Well, it's a good song, and the only reason we're playing it is to bug you. You're right about that, and we played it on September 1st, and JP thought it would be a good time to play it on September 21st.
Why is that significant?
They mentioned September 21st in the lyrics, Johnny.
Okay. Cool in the gang?
Oh, Johnny. Just get on to Kellen Moore. Let's move on to Kellen Moore.
Let's hit the Fat Guys Fresh Deli hotline up. Our main man, Donovan Lewis, with the Ticket in Dallas, does middays there. And a lot to talk about. Donovan, welcome to Boise, Idaho, man. Thanks for giving us your time today. What's up?
Nothing much. I just want to inform you that it cut me deep when you said cool in the game.
Damn.
That cut me deep.
See what I had to deal with, Donovan?
Real deep. Yeah, I almost thought about hanging up, but I decided not to.
I would have defended you if you would have hung up, too. I would have defended you.
Almost. Man, that was close.
Casey in the Sunshine Van?
Oh, ball game.
It's not them either?
Okay.
Oh, ball game.
Donovan, don't hang up, man. Donovan, I won't say anything else.
I can't.
Donovan, please, don't.
I'm barely hanging on. Bring out the paddles.
Okay. Donovan, how surprised were you by the Cowboys' win and maybe how the offense played, certainly in the first half, Dallas last week?
A little surprised because of the fact of how they looked in game one against Tampa. And then now you take away their best quarterback and put in the backup. And, yeah, you know what? Only thing we have to go by is what he did in Minnesota last year. And that was a good comeback win. And it looked just like the game against Cincinnati. But we've seen preseason and we've seen training camp of Cooper Rush. So I will admit, I didn't have the confidence that he could go in and engineer two long drives. I thought maybe the defense would have to get a turnover, get a short field, and maybe he can punch it in then. But two 75-yard drives from Cooper Rush and then the drive at the end to get him in field goal range, I will admit, was totally unexpected.
Donovan, did you see anything maybe different? Obviously, Cooper Rush, you know, I don't know where Kellen can go with the playbook when it comes to Cooper versus Dak, but just and your evaluation of Kellen Moore on that offense, what did you make of that?
See, my theory is when you have a quarterback like Dak that you have full trust in, you're less hands-on because you trust he has the knowledge of the playbook. He can make all the plays. You're not limiting him to anything. When you have a backup quarterback in and you know his limitations, you're going to make sure you put him in the right spots to succeed. You're going to call the plays that you see him work well with him in the film room or on the practice field or anything like that. So the more hands-on approach from Kellen Moore and Mike McCarthy, I think this week, did the offense well. Now, they had the first two drives. They had the one drive at halftime before halftime, they got him a field goal. And then the last one, they got him in the field goal range. Now, other than that, I thought they were really conservative, trying to milk the clock, trying to say, hey, let's not do anything stupid. We have the lead. Our defense is playing great. Let's just see if we can hang on to this thing. And it almost caught him. It almost caught up to him in the end, but they were able to pull it out. So I think you'll see a little more aggressive nature this week because of what happened against Cincinnati. And I think that's a good thing. I'm not going to take anything away from Cooper Rush. He hung in on that 4th-and-2 play where he got the ball to Noah Brown 17 yards down the field, and he got rocked on that play. I mean, totally rocked and still made that throw. So I think they may expand it a little bit because I think they may feel – he's a little more comfortable with the game speed that he saw last Sunday against Cincinnati.
Talking Kellen Moore, talking Dallas Cowboys with Donovan Lewis with 1310, the Ticket in Dallas, covering the Dallas Cowboys and Kellen Moore. All right, it's been 3 years and, what, two games of this Kellen Moore offensive coordinator experience, and he's calling all these plays, and there's lots of mixed results here, and there's fan angst here and all kinds of coaching support. But what's your report card in terms of what we know and the kind of job that Kellen Moore has been doing down there?
I think it was pretty appropriate at the end of that game that the first shot you saw when the field goal went through was Cooper Rush and Kellen Moore kind of hugging, because I think they both breathed a big old sigh of relief after that happened in that game against Cincinnati, because I think his seat was warm. I think it's on a hot seat because you see all the lists of Mike McCarthy maybe being the first coach fired if things don't go right here in Dallas this year. And I've always said that if Mike McCarthy feels that his bottom is hot because the seat is hot, then he's going to yank play calling, because if he's going down on the Titanic, he's going to make sure he's driving it and not a passenger, because he's going to make it, you know what, if I'm going to get fired, it's going to be because I'm calling the plays now. And I thought if the Cowboys got off to a really rocky start, 5, 6, 7 games into it, and they've won 2, I don't know. I just had this suspicion that maybe McCarthy may take the play calling away from Kellen Moore, and I think that's that'll be a bad thing for him. I think he's gone from a surefire head coach in the NFL to this is a proven year for him. And I'll tell you what, you have check marks and minus marks, and he had a minus mark for that game against Tampa Bay, but he may have gotten about 3 check marks for that game against Cincinnati, and now he's going to have to figure out a way to get more check marks, you know, with the game against New York coming up Monday night, and then they have Washington after that. I think the more they win with Cooper Rush, the more they'll sit Dak back and make sure he's healthy before they put him back in and not feel the need to have to rush him back. And I think if they can do that, then I think that shines the light brightly on Kellen Moore to where, all right, you know what, you can see how he was at first acknowledged as maybe being the next a head football coach in the NFL to going, man, he may not have a job after this year.
Donovan Lewis, Sports Radio, The Ticket in Dallas, talking Kellen Moore and the Cowboys offense. You talked about those 3 check marks. What are they? What is Kellen Moore doing really, really well right now?
Well, I think just devising a game plan to put his team in the in the possibility to be competitive. And you didn't see that in game one. And I thought he put Cooper Rush in a situation to where, you know what, we're not doing anything crazy, but we're not just going to dink and dunk. Like, he threw it down the field a couple of times. They were aggressive on that fourth down. So I thought that I think he's really good when he prepares for the team, because I think they script like the first maybe 15, 20 plays of the game. And the Cowboys, to me, always come out smoking in the first quarter of a football game. It seems like sometimes where you – and that's a good check mark for him. I think one of the minus marks is some of the in-game adjustments. Okay, the defense is finally catching up to what you're trying to do. How do you adjust to get back into the driver's seat? And sometimes I feel it takes Kellen Moore a little longer to make those in-game adjustments. We always talk about halftime adjustments. I think in-game adjustments are way more important. And I think sometimes he's a little slow on the draw if the defense start figuring out what they're doing to get the offense back on track at times. And I think that may have happened a little bit against Cincinnati, but the drive at the end of the first half and the drive at the end of the game that produced points and were the game winners, I think that's a double check mark for Kellen Moore in my book, because you're doing that with an offensive line that you really don't fully trust, because you those guys are young and they're unproven. You're doing it with wide receivers that you don't know anything about but CeeDee Lamb, and he's a young guy too.
Yep.
So this offense is not what it was last year when Cooper Rush won that game against Minnesota. And to win this game against Cincinnati with the group that he has that's way different than last year is a plus, not only for the entire offense, but definitely for Kellen Moore.
You know, and again, Donovan Lewis with The Ticket in Dallas, Fat Guy's First Deli Hotline here on KTIK in Boise. Donovan, and just playing the game of roulette, whatever, with Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard and trying to find ways to get these guys the ball. I mean, does Kellen do a good enough job or get enough credit there? I mean, sometimes, you know, you got to stick with the hot hand and whatever scheme it is. And how do you think he does it deciphering that? Because 2 very talented guys right there in Zeke and Pollard.
Yeah, and you can tell that Pollard is the one with the burst, and a lot of people were clamoring even before the season started that Pollard needs to get more touches. And I think you've seen that this year, more touches. Now, it's not, I don't think it satisfies a lot of people around here, because a lot of people are on the bandwagon of Zeke lost not just 1 step, but 3 or 4. But there's, I don't think that's the case. I think there's a definite, I think you can get both of those guys involved, get them on the field at the same time. It was Zeke the one that can pick up the blitz of the other team and help protect the quarterback. And Tony Pollard was really bad at that at game 1. So when you talk about, okay, you want him in on third down because he can pass protect if needed because of the young offensive line. But then that's when you want your speed guy, the guy with the burst in. So maybe if he can catch a 3 or 4 yard pass, maybe he can go get a first down. So I can see how they may be a little conflicted about how to use those guys. But I think they're doing it properly. I think when you add on to the fact that Pollard is going to get the most catches out of the backfield and add those to his rushes, I think it's about, I think it was about 55 to 45 Zeke to Pollard. And I think that's pretty appropriate for what the Cowboys are trying to accomplish.
Donovan Lewis with the ticket in Dallas. Let's switch over a little bit. And you touched on him a little bit. The wide receiver room, Noah Brown is doing a nice job out of nowhere. And CeeDee Lamb is doing a decent job. And they're all waiting for Gallup to come back, maybe even this week. I wanted to ask you, I'm going to mention two words. And I'm going to mention them, and half my audience here in Boise will probably turn off the radio, just like you got upset when Johnny couldn't figure out who the hell Earth, Wind, and Fire was.
Okay.
Dallas Cowboys wide receiver coach is Boise State's pariah when it comes to former offensive coordinators and Robert Prince. He is a bad man around here. Nobody likes Robert Prince because of his time spent as offensive coordinator at Boise State. What kind of job is he doing in Dallas?
You know, it's funny because you have the orders from above around here. It's a crazy, the hierarchy around here is really weird because you can almost point and say, okay, how's this guy doing? And it's his responsibility when they're getting a lot of chatter and clamor from above saying, okay, we need to make this work with this. So when you say, okay, you have Amari Cooper, you have Michael Gallup, you have CeeDee Lamb, you have Cedric Wilson, you have Noah Brown, make this work. And you'll go, okay, those are some pretty good ingredients. Now you pluck a couple of those guys out, two of the top three guys out the mix, and then one is hurt. So now make this work. So while last year you can say, man, things are going great, this year you can say you're trying to make the most of what you have. And while week one was an absolute disaster, I think every team in the NFL is going to have just the stinker. And maybe that was their stinker that you can just throw out and say, okay, Noah Brown got open this week. Okay, CeeDee Lamb got open this week. What was different about that? CeeDee Lamb had 11 targets both weeks. Week one, he had 2 catches. Week two, he had 7. So is that, you know, I guess I'm trying to say it's a tiny bit hard to gauge because when you have these new ingredients and you're trying to mix it in, you have bad results 1 week, you have nice results the next, then I think you need a bigger sample size, especially this year with the lack of talent in the wide receiver room, to kind of gauge how the performances are of the wide receivers coach and everyone else around.
A couple other Boise State things of note. Donovan Lewis with us to the ticket in Dallas. Leighton Vander Esch leading the team in tackles. That's a good sign. DeMarcus Lawrence, fairly active, still not a sack, obviously just through 2 games. You know, how have those guys been playing, and just an assessment there on LVE and Tank?
I love DeMarcus Lawrence, and I know a lot of people are going to judge him for the sack numbers, and they aren't really high as the paycheck will allow. He is so stout in the running game, and I know that doesn't that doesn't have the that's not as sexy as going and getting a quarterback. But I think teams actively try to run away from him because he is that good stopping the run. So I love what he brings, and I love the fact that they were able to maybe have his contract not as high on his back because now the spotlight is not as bright. And, hey, he's making $22 million, so he should get to the quarterback. He does his job, and he makes a lot of guys on that defensive line way better. So I don't think he gets the credit he deserves. I think LVE – I like what he's doing here, and I think he's trying to establish his value because they didn't pick up the 5th-year option. He really didn't get too many bites in free agency. He re-signed for a really low number here in Dallas. But I think he's reestablishing his value, and if he continues to go as he has the first couple of games of this year, maybe if the Cowboys won't re-sign him, maybe on the open market he can get something that he feels that he was worth maybe in those first couple of years here in Dallas, you know, to get something of what he thinks is his value. But he played 63 of the 70 snaps against Cincinnati, so they're realizing that he has some value here on this team and are using him well. He's playing really well.
Donovan Lewis, the ticket in Dallas. Appreciate you always joining us when we ask you to come on our show. Best of luck this week. Obviously, big Monday night game for the Cowboys and the G-Men. Appreciate you, Donovan.
If the next time I talk to you and you don't say earth, wind, and fire, we're going to have a problem.
You suckers, man.
I love it.
Donovan,
I
got you, man. I will. Earth, wind, and fire. I got you, man. Appreciate the time.
All right.
Great stuff.
My pleasure, man. Anytime.
Earth, wind, and fire. Yeah, I was.
Come on, ball game.
I said Casey and the Sunshine Band Cool and the Gang before Earth, Wind, and Fire. Should not have done that. Did you guys hear the story? A Boise State player's dad somehow, some way, got on the sideline on game day against UT Martin. We have this story. Don't miss it when we come back. JP's got the news on Prater in the Ballgame.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.